The mind or consciousness, I will use these terms interchangeably, synonymously, is a multi-layered, multifunction entity. It is defined in Mahayana Buddhist literature as that which is luminous and knowing, or mere clarity and awareness. Mere means nothing else needs to be present or to be going on in order to have mind. Clarity in Tibetan has the connotation of arising. The mind gives rise to something. Awareness means knowing the object, engaging with the object, entering into the object, sometimes referred to as taking the aspect of the object. Excuse me. Consciousness is not physical. It has neither shape nor color. Like the space around us, it has an absence of any obstructing qualities. So it is not the brain, although, as we will see, it has an intimate relationship with the brain and the five sense organs, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body, the tactile sense organ, and the nervous system. The mind depends on the brain, the sense organs, and awareness for its function. It depends on the brain, the sense organs, and awareness for its functions. In addition to the gross physical aspects of our being, our bodies that support the mind, there is also a subtle physical nervous system of channels and chakras through which subtle energies flow, known in various different cultures as qi, prana, pneuma, or lung in Tibetan. These subtle energies support the mind. The mind is said to ride on this subtle energy. In other words, to move through the channels on the flow of energy. There are 72,000 channels running throughout the body. It is essential to distinguish between the mind itself and those things upon which it depends in its activities. As we will see, the mind and the body, though related, are totally different phenomena. In the book Mind Science, an East-West Dialogue, His Holiness the Dalai Lama defines mind as, quote, an entity that has the nature of mere experience, that is, clarity and knowing. It is the knowing nature or agency that is called mind, and this is non-material. Close quote. So mind can be seen as an occurrence or happening, and that happening is expressed through the brain and nervous system, and finally our body and voice. It is also expressed through the mind itself in thoughts, emotions, attitudes, projections, and so forth. So remember, the mind is mere clarity and awareness.